Tereshi is Masech Tishkolam Davov. We will begin on Davov Amr Aleph at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah Chanes Mos. If somebody is collecting money, the person is putting together penny by penny to have for the Shkolam. Vamar, and he says as he's putting together this money, Hare Elu, this money that I'm putting together, Shlishkoli, should be there for my Machsa Shekel. And then it turns out that he has more than then he ends up having more than the machsa shekel. So the question is, how does the halacha look at that extra money? B'shamayim says the Gemara, B'shamayim's opinion is, maisrom nedava, that the extra money that is found in that collection should go to the nidvas kesem mizbeach. As we've discussed many times, the halacha is that they had a special pushka in the Beis HaMikdash, where they had monies that were put away, that if the Mizbeach was ever left idle, there were no kabbonis being brought, that money should be used for the Nidvas Ketz Mizbeach. Basil's opinion is, Meiser and Chulun, the person only had a mind to give the money that he has to give. Anything else, anything extra, should be used for Chulun. She'av Iman Shikli, but if when he said, when he put away this money, he specifically said it's only going to be some of the money that's going to be shkolim. There, even Beis Shammai will agree that a moisa chulim, because he made it very clear that his intention was that the extra, that not all of this money should be put away for the shkolim. So the way most mefarshim explain the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in the first case, where a person put away money and then he had left over money, is that money, what is the status of that money? Most of Farshim explain that the way to understand this machlokes is about hegdish tos. If somebody made something hegdish by mistake, is it hegdish or not? Beis Shammai's opinion is that hegdish tos, somebody made something hegdish by mistake, it's still considered hegdish. And Beis Hillel's opinion is that it's not hegdish. The whole thing was by mistake, and therefore it would not be considered hegdish. There's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that we have to give the Shkolim, they have to give the Machzor Shekel in one time. You can't just give a little money at a time until you give the Machzor Shekel. Yet, asked Aruch HaShulchan, our Mishnah clearly is teaching us not like that. Our Mishnah is teaching us that this person's collecting a little money at a time and he's giving it for Machzor Shekel. But isn't the halacha that you have to give all of the Machzor Shekel, the entire Machzor Shekel at one time? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that even according to the Rambam, whose opinion is that you have to give the entire coin at one time, that's a din in giving the coin. When you're giving the coin to whomever you're giving it, you have to give one coin. But if you're collecting coins, and then before you're going to give, you're just collecting, that you should have enough that to give the Machzor Shekel, then the halacha is that you could collect, of course, a little at a time, as we clearly see in our Mishnah. The question is, how do we look if in other cases, what's going to be the halacha if somebody's collecting money, somebody's putting together money, or let's say the tzibur is putting together money for, and they put a tax on every member of the community that they're going to have to give a certain amount of money for whatever purpose that they're using it for. And then it turns out that they did not need all of that money. Somebody gave a large donation, somebody donated to do something. For whatever the reason is, we ended up having leftover money. What's the halacha with that extra money? So it's very clear that the halacha is that whatever money that's left over is used for the purpose, does not go back to the people who donated the money. Once the people donated the money for that purpose, even though the tzibur at the end did not need it for that purpose, they'll use it for a different purpose. But you can't just go and use that money for for give. There's no right to give back the money to the people who had donated the money with the claim there was a mekachtos. And it's not like shkolim, because in shkolim, the person knows that he may end up with extra money, and therefore the extra money maybe doesn't have the din of shkolim. Here, he gave it for that express purpose, and the halach is that the money is going to be used for that purpose, and it will not be used for any purpose. Somebody says, Eilul Chatosi, if somebody has to bring a karm chatos, and he says that this money I'm designating should be for the karm chatos, Shavin, everybody agrees, Hamois Nadovat, that the extra money that you don't end up needing for the karm chatos is going to be used for Nadova. If he said, Shavin Mehen Chatosi, so again, what's critical here is that he used the words mehen. I'm going to use some of that money for karm chatos. So he expressly had in mind that not all of the money is going to be used for karm chatos. Then everybody agrees shamayis chulin, that the leftover money is chulin. Amar Rav Shimon. So we have here a difference between chatos and shkolim. That by chatos, everybody agrees elul chatosi moisru no dava. By Eil Shkoli, it's a machloks b'sham b'sol. So ask the Gemara, ma ben Shkolim l'chat, ask Rav Shimon, why is there a difference in halacha between Shkolim l'chatas? Elo, says the Rav Shimon, the difference is very clear. Shkolim yeshlom kitzvah. By the Torah, by Shkolim, said a certain amount. Ha'osh lo yarba v'da lo yam l'machsa shekel. And therefore, as I saw the Mefarshim explain, this person, when he designated money for the Machsa Shekel, knew that not all of the money is going to be used for the Machsa, that he's not supposed to give more than a Machsa Shekel. And since he knew that he's not supposed to give more than a Machsa Shekel, he never intended to donate more than a Machsa Shekel. And therefore, when it ended up being more than the Machsa Shekel, it's clear that that money was not meant to be for Machsa Shekel. Whereas when we speak about a chatos, when we speak about the money that's going to be used for karm chatos, he ain't like kitzvah. He there's no special amount that may or may not be used for the karm chatos. As much money as you have, that's as much money as the animal costs. That's the amount that you're going to use for the Machsa Shek. That's what you're going to use for the Karm Chatos. And therefore, the extra money is treated like a Karm Chatos. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, as says Rabbi Yehuda, Shkolim ain't l'kitzvah. Why are we saying that the Shkolim have a firm amount? Don't we know that Kishaoli Yisrael Man HaGoyla, when Klai Yisrael came up from the Golos, Vayishoklim Darkoinus, the coins that they used for the Machsa Shekel were the coins. And they brought a half a darkin to be the Machsa Shekel, which is a seller. Chazu Lishko Slom. Then they gave a half of the slime. And Chazu Lishko Tivin. And then they gave a half of a Tivin for the Machsa Shekel. Big Shalishko Stanarim. As things progressed, they wanted to give half of a dinner, like Kibla Malayim, and Chazal weren't ready to accept that amount. Amar of Shimon, so we see from here that it's not a firm set amount. It fluctuated over the years. Amar of Shimon, to which Rav Shimon comments, Avdekein Yad Kulon Shova. Even though it fluctuated over the years, the halacha is that everybody still gives the same amount. Whatever the amount Chazal determined should be at that time, the amount should be given for Machsa Shekel was given. Aval Chatos, there was never a time where everybody gave the same amount for the Chatos. Zev may be B'Sela, Zev may be B'Shtayim, Zev may be B'Sholosh. One person could buy an animal for a Sela, one person could buy an animal for two Selas, and one person could bring for three Sela. So the Rambam, in discussing the halacha of Machsa Shekel, the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis and Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, says that the way we determine what to give for Machsa Shekel is whatever is half of the coin that is given in those times. whatever is half the coin that is available in those times, that is what is considered the machzor shekel. And therefore, says the Rambam, when the common coin that was used was the darkoin, half of the coin. And similarly, as we learned in the Mishnah, the Rava disagrees. And he says that part of the consideration of making the machzor shekel, of determining what is the machzor shekel, is also making a determination how much money Hekdesh needs. And in a time where there aren't so many members in Klal Yisrael, in a time where the people don't really have the funds to afford more, the Chazal could say a machzor shekel is a machzor shekel of a larger coin. And when Baruch Hashem, there's more funds available, they could say it's a machzor shekel of a smaller coin. So the machloikis of the Rambam and Ravid will be relevant how to understand the Mishnah. According to the Rambam, when the Mishnah keeps on using chazru, the word chazru, what the Mishnah keeps on meaning, says, according to the Rambam, is that we look at whatever coin was the primary coin in circulation, and half that coin was the machzor shekel. Ravid says that it was based on determination. The Chazon Ish says, doesn't the Ravid's opinion make more sense? Because our Mishnah says that when it came down to dinrim, and they wanted to give half of the dinrim, they said, no, that's too little. So according to the Ravid, we could understand the Mishnah, says the Chazon Ish. Because even though the dinrim was a coin, and half the dinner should be a machzor shekel, but the dinner, based on their needs, was inadequate. But according to the Rambam, that says that the mitzvah machzor shekel is always half the coin, so why isn't the dinner acceptable? So, says the Sefer Shekel HaKodesh, that since that we're going to have to explain that even the Rambam is not going to agree that every coin could be used. And a coin which is not a popular coin is not a coin that is going to be considered a coin that you give a machzor shekel of. So we learned in the Mishnah, Hamechanes Mos, if somebody's collecting money and he says, Hare Eli L'Shikli, he says, this is going to be the money that should be used for my shkolim. So we learned in the Mishnah, Machlok B'Shamay, and then he ends up having more than he needed. B'Shamay says the extra money is Kodesh, it should be used for the Nidvas Kesem Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yisrael holds that it goes to Chulin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, Ma Pligi, when is there a machlok between B'Shamay and Rabbi Yisrael? B'Machnas B'Protrit. A person is collecting small coins a little at a time to get to the machzor shekel. Avil, by my Eilul Shikli, if he says this money should be for a shekel, says the Gemara, Kula Amamoide, even Beis Hillel would agree, Shemaisru Nadova. Since he specifically identified that this money should be used for the machzor shekel, everybody will agree that that money is going to be used for its Kodesh, and the leftover money should be used for the Nidus Kesem Mizbeach. Rav Chiya, Rabibi, B'Shem Rav Leza, Ma Pligli, when do we have a Machlokes B'Shem Beis Hillel? B'Machnas B'Protrit, when he's collecting a little at a time. Ava B'Omer Eilul Shikli, when a person knows that he has more, Kala Alma Moide, his opinion is that everybody's going to agree, Shamayis Chulin, that the extra money is being Chulin. So the Rosh explains, when somebody says Eilul Shikli, he says, what he meant to say, why does Beis Shammai agree that the money is taken in the Dava? So the Rosh explains that when somebody says Eilul L'Shikli, his statement was, all this money I need for my shekel. And when he realizes that that actually isn't the case, and he doesn't need all that money for the shekel, so even Beis Shammai will agree that he did not need all that money for the shekel, and even Beis Shammai therefore will agree that the extra money is not that the extra money is not used for anything else than and goes to Chulin. I saw another pshat that from here we see that if somebody knew that he has more than a shekel, so the halacha would be just the opposite. by knowing that you have more than a shekel, so, and you still said Elul L'shikli, so you can't say there was a mistake here, because you knew for sure that you had more than that. And because you knew that you had for sure more than that, then you're gonna, then the extra money, everybody will agree, is given for Nedava. However, there are Rishonim that say that even if you knew, it wouldn't go Hegdish. Why? Because as we've been learning, there's an amount that you have to use for a shekel. And there's also halacha, as we keep on repeating, that you're not allowed to give more than everybody has to give the same amount. So since the halacha is that everybody has to give the same amount for the shekel, so when the person designated more than what he needed for the shekel, he knew that what he's doing is meaningless. He's actually, as I saw some of Farshim explain, in the category of a masna masha kosma Torah. He's going against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says give this much, and he's giving more. And therefore, even in the case of we said Elul L'shikli, and he's going to have more, everybody will agree that it will be chulin. And that's the opinion of the Meiri as well, because by designating more, you knew that what you're doing is meaningless. Our Mishnah supports the opinion of Bibi that when somebody said Elul L'shikli, that everybody will agree that what's left over is chulin. The Tanan, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Amar Rav Shimon asked the question, Mabein Shkolam L'chatas? Why is there a difference in halacha between the Shkolam and the Chatas? And he answered, El Shkolam Yeshlam Kitzvah. Shkolam have a set amount, or Chatas Ein L'Kitzvah. But a Chatas doesn't have a set amount. So says the Gemara, Ma'ane Kayamim, why does Rav Shimon distinguish between Shkolam and Chatas? Iba Amar, if the case is Shavim and Shikli, that I'm going to bring my shekel from this, that to where is, what's the machloikus? Kol ha'mamoydish ha'moysin chulin. So what, where's the machloikus? Imam sh'ovim en chatosi, kol ha'mamoydish ha'moysin chulin. So where is there a machloikus that Rav Shimon has to, where's there a difference between shkolim and chatos that we have to say the reason for the difference? Ella, says the Gemara, kachan ha'kuyamim. This is what we're going to explain. Baimer, Elul Shikli. And somebody said Elul L'shikli. So Rav Shimon, and this is where Rav Shimon is going to differentiate. Shkolim, by Shkolim, Aydei Shekvotzvasim in a Torah, where the Torah set a certain amount, that's where Moisun Chulon. But if somebody said Chatos, Elul Chatosi, Aydei Shein Ketzvasim in a Torah, there's no set amount that has to be used, that has to be spent to buy the Karban Chatos, that's why Moisun Nedova. So this is a riot to the opinion of Rabiba, that when somebody said Elul L'shikli, the Aloch is Moisrun Chulun, but when he says Elul Chatosi, Moisrun Chatas. Ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, my overlay Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, how will Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Lezer answer this question? Because he says that even in a case of Elul L'shikli, the Moisrun is Nadava. So if Elul L'shikli is Moisrun Nadava, Elul Chatosi is Moisrun Nadava, so the Reb Shimon is seeking to be able to understand the difference between Chatos, to find the difference between Chatos and Shekel. But why are you looking for a difference? Isn't Halacha the same? Answers the Gemara, Pasala. He's going to say, Reb Yossi is going to explain that the issue Reb Shimon is coming to address is in the case of Machtes V'Proikrot, where a person is collecting coins, one at a time. And the reason, and if he's collecting coins one at a time, Beis Hillel said, if it turns out that he collected more than he need, the extra is chulin, and Beis Shammai said not. And by chatos, if you're collecting coins and you end up having more than you needed, everybody agrees it's going to Dover. And that's what Rav Shimon is coming to address. Why by Machnachtes B'Proitrot does Beis Hillel say, by Shkolim Moisrom, Maisrun Chulin, and by Chatas Maisrun Nedava. Ask the Gemara, Vataninan, Another question that the Gemara asks, according to Rav Yossi, according to Rav Elazar's opinion, the Mishnah we're going to learn on Amud Beis teaches us Maisa Shkolim, the leftover Shkolim is Chulin. Now, the Gemara is assuming that this is a halacha that's being stated even according to Beis Shammai. So, according to Rabiba, we could explain that it's talking about a case where he said Elul Shkolai. And everybody agrees that if somebody says Elul Shkolai, the leftover is Chulin. And that's what that then comes to teach us. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that in that case, everybody held Moisru Nadavah. So what is the case? Pasalot, Rabbi Yossi is going to say that Mishnah doesn't represent everybody's opinion. It only represents the opinion of Beis Hillel. And it's talking about a case of Machnas B'Proitrot, where a person is collecting money a little at a time. And it's following the opinion of Beis Hillel, who holds that in that case, that the Maestron is Chulin. And this is a case that we have often in Shas, that we have a Machloikis. The first Mishnah teaches us a Machloikis, Vakach Stam, and then we have a Stam Mishnah, which is going to be the Halacha, that we pass in like that Stam Mishnah, the Machnas B'Proitrot, the extra money is Chulin. Says the Gemara, Hamaklish Shikloi, somebody was Mafresh a Shekel, V'savr shuchayiv, and he under the impression that he still hasn't given his machsa shekel. V'nimtza shen chayiv, and then it turns out that he didn't have to give a machsa shekel. He had already given the machsa shekel this year. The loch is like kodesh, because it was a hegdish betos, and we explained at the beginning of this year, certainly according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, hegdish betos lo shmei hegdish. Another case, hamafresh shnayim, some of his makfish two coins for machsa shekel, savishu chayiv shnayim, because he thought he's chayiv two coins. He thought that not only had he not given the machsa shekel this year, but as we discussed in previous shurim, if you did not give a machsa shekel in previous years, you need to make it up. So he thought that he's chayiv for last year as well. And then v'nimtza shen chayiv al echad, that he did give last year, he only is chayiv one. Oysa sheni ma'av. Well, what's going to be halacha with that extra machzor shekel? Says the Gemara, Nishmana ma'ado. We should learn the halacha from this din. It says, Hifrish chatosoi, somebody designated an animal for kamechatos. The sover under the impression shuchayiv that he is chayiv kamechatos. He thought that he ate non-kosher meat that you have to bring kamechatos. V'nimtza shen chayiv. And then it turns out that the meat that he ate was kosher, and he's not chayiv kamechatos. The loch is like kotsha. So the whole hegdish was a hegdish betos, and since it's a hegdish betos, it's not hegdish. Hifrishtaim, but if he designated two animals for kamechatos, because sovah shuchayivshtaim, under the impression that he owes two, v'nimtza shchayiv en achas, and really only chayiv one. Oysa sheni ma'ot avalah, what will be our loch with that second animal? El Arroyo, we let it become a balmum, and we use the animal for carbon oila, and the money and the oirois, the leather of those animals, go to the kadim. Hachanami elu. So therefore, he says the same thing will be if somebody designated two shkolim when he thought that he only owed one. The second one will go for nedava. V'kachei ema ata elu, says the Gemara, how could you learn one from the other? We just learned in our Mishnah that the halachas of shkolim and karmachatas are not the same. So why are we using karmachatas as a model for carbon shkolim? And therefore, halacha would be that even though by chatas, the second one will have kedusha, by shkolim, the halacha is that the second one doesn't have kedusha. So the Rasham asks a question. If indeed the halacha is that if somebody donated two shkolim when he was really only chayiv one shekel, so one of them will not be kodesh. So ask the Rasham that we have a rule that nedesho to mektsosoi hotakula. If a neder is partially annulled, it becomes completely annulled. So here too, the halacha should be that since it's partially annulled, it should be completely annulled. So the Masham answers that we don't say the concept of Nedeshot HaMektsos HaHutakula when the nether at the beginning was effective for everything that we're talking about, and then for whatever reason it became annulled partially. So we say nether shota mektsasa huta kulay. But in this case, explains the Marsham, when this person was magdish two, which he didn't have to be magdish two, he was only supposed to be magdish one. So the extra one was never hegdish. Since the extra one was never hegdish, we don't say nedesh shodem ktsasa hutakuloi. Rather, what we say is one was hegdish and one was not hegdish. But we don't say nedesh shodem ktsasa hutakuloi. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that shkolim also. Rabbi Shimon wanted to say that the difference between chatas and shkolim is the chatas has a kitzvah. And Shkolim don't have a kitzvah. So Yehuda says, we see, if we look at the history of the Shkolim, they also didn't have a set amount. Says the Gemara, Darkoinus Adinrim. Adinrim that are worth two sela. And that was the coin that was used when they came out of the Golas. And half of it, and half a darkin, which is the value of a sela, was what was given for Machzor Shekel. Chazur Lishkol Shloim. Sloim Kishmuan, that Slala is a Sela, and they gave a Machsa Shekel, a Machsa Sela. Chazal Lishkal Tivin, Palgi Sloim. Tivin are half a Sela, which would mean that half of that, which is a quarter, was given for a Machsa Shekel. Bikshul Lishkal Dinrim, then they wanted to give Dinrim. Dinrim are carton, which is a half of a Teva, which is a quarter of a shekel for a kibla layim. And but Bezdin said that that isn't acceptable. Min hador, and we learned this from the pasuk in Nechemya, where it says, "V'madnu aleinu mitzvus losus aleinu shlishis hashekel v'shana lavodis beis elokeinu." You have to be at least a third, and this was a quarter. It wasn't enough for the machzor shekel. Reb Chilki b'shem Reb Acha, Reb Chilki uses this pasuk to teach us halachas and hilchot staka. Mekan shatzarch adam lashk lashal shikloi. A person has to give machzor shekel for tztaka shalosh pam b'shana, three times a year. And he says furthermore, mekan shem atrichem al tzibur yosh mishalosh pam b'shana. We tell people to give machzor shekel, to give the machzor shekel three times a year. The pasuk pshat is that you're supposed to give it three times a year. The three times a year correspond to the shalosh regalim. Before every yontif, we have to make sure that people should have the ability to make yontif. Furthermore, we know that the minhag ha'olam is that when we give machzor shekel on erev Purim on Tanis Esther, we use three coins. Where do the three coins come from? A machzor shekel, as we just learned, was always one coin. So we're giving Zeichel Machzor HaShekel, shouldn't we just give one coin? But based on this Gemara, where you're giving three coins, that's why we want to remember, and we're going to learn that in a moment again, the whole concept that Machzor HaShekel travels with three, so that's why we use three coins for the Machzor HaShekel. Amar Rav Oven. So again, since the Torah speaks about three times in that pasuk, the pasuk says, "Lechem amracha, umichsa tamid, oilus atamid, hashabosus achadoshim, my adam, lechotchim, lechatos, lechapa yisrael, lechom machas beis elkeinu." So we have three groups. Mikan shesholos soy mishan lesholos kupas. We learned that there were three big boxes in the lishka in the base of mikdash. Each box was able to hold three son of coin. And Mekan, we also learn Shalosh Afroshes, as we discussed earlier in Amasechta, three times a year they would separate coins out of these boxes for the Machzor Shekel procedure. The Torah says, Zeh yitnu kol oivar al b'kudim, Machzor Shekel, b'shekel ha-kodesh, esrim gera ha-shekel, Machzor Shekel trum la-shem, says the Gemara of Yehuda, Rav Nechemya. Why did Klai Yisrael have to give a Machzor Shekel? Says the Gemara, Haram l'fisha chotav b'machzor hayoyim. Klai Yisrael did the Aveira right in the middle of the day. Yet nitnu, as the pasuk says, ki voishish moisha. And the pasuk, Rashi explains, ki bo sheish, the middle of the day came. That's why they should give machzor shekel as a commemoration. Haram l'fisha chotav b'sheish shos b'yoyim. Yitnu machzor shekel, the ovid shita garmisen. The
The value of the Machzor Shekel was Shisha Gamisim, again, six. Reshur ben Rechemiah, B'shem, Reb Yochim and Zakai. Lefisha Avra al Seres HaDibris, because they violated in the Seres HaDibris, Yenos Kalech Vechel Geira. Each one should give a Sora Geira to remember. So I saw that the Eitz Yosef asks that they violated Avodah Zorah. Why is it that they violated the whole Seres HaDibris? So the Eitz Yosef answers, because the Gemara says that Kol Oved Avodah Zorah, anyone who Chas V'Shalom worships Avodah Zorah, is Ke'ilu Ovah Kol HaTorah. It's as if he violated the whole Torah. So if so, so they should have to give 613 if they violated the whole Torah. So he answers that at that point, they had only received the Aseres HaDibros. So somebody who violated, when it's considered as they violated, it's considered they violated the Aseres HaDibros, and that's why you give the number 10 as we just learned. So we learned in the Gemara here, because they did the Aveira b'machzis hayoyim, he did the Aveira in the middle of the day, that's why you have to give a machzis shekel. So the Ksav Sofer and Parshas Kisisa has a beautiful explanation. He says, when we think about the people who did the Aveira with the of Egel, there were some people that only did the Aveira b'machshava. They thought that's an Avodah Zarah, but they didn't actually worship it. And he explains that every time somebody does an Aveira, there's two parts to the Aveira. There's the part that he actually does the Aveira, and there's the part of the Machshava. So if you only did an Aveira b'Machshava, you only have to have a Kapara on the Machshava. So the people who had survived and not perished after the Chet HaEgel were the people who only did the Aveira b'Machshava. And for that, they only did half the Aveira, only the part with Machshava, so they have to give a Machzor Shekel. And he goes on to explain that Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael, what was the Aveira that Klal Yisrael did in the time of Achashverosh? That they ate Nena Misudasa Shalaisa Rosha. And the Gemara Masechta Megillah says they ate, but they didn't have in mind Chas V'Shalom to do anything wrong. So here, they did an Aveira b'maisa v'loi b'machshava. So Haman said to them, oh, now we have a way of getting them punished. In the time of the Egel, they did an Aveira b'machshava. Now they did an Aveira b'maisa. These two will combine and it'll be considered that they did a full-fledged Aveira b'maisa b'machshava. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Mordechai, Kvar higdim shkolim l'shkolov. Klal Yisrael on the half of the Aveira that they did by the Egel with the Machshava already had a Kapara. Where did they have a Kapara? With the Machzor Shekel. So the Aveira of the Machshava is gone. All that's left is nothing. And even if they're going to do now an Aveira b'maisa, it's not going to be considered a full-fledged Aveira because there was no Machshava element in it. Rabachi Rav Levi b'Shim Rav Shim Melokish. Lefisha Machar b'Chayr Shorachal b'Esrim Kesef, because the pasuk says the Yimku es Yosef Yishmael b'Esrim Kesef Yikol Echad v'Echad Paydes Benoy. Now we speak about Pidyon HaBen. The halacha is that everybody should, when they make a Pidyon HaBen, they should use Esrim Kesef, because every seller has four dinarim, and we give five slayim to the Kayin, 5 times 4 equal 20. So, of course, the Mefarsh explained, and then the Gemara says, "Rapichas b'shem Rav Levi, l'fishemachru b'chayr shorayich b'esrim kesef, because the Shvatim sold Yosef b'esrim kesef, v'nafal kalech v'echemem tiva, and everybody got a tiva, yikalech v'echem nois and shikla, everybody should give a machzor shekel." So, I saw that the Mefarshim explained that not everybody participated in the Mechira of Yosef. So if not everybody participated in the Mechira of Yosef, why do they have to all have give a Pidyon HaBen? So if we'll say that it's also connected to the Chet HaEgel, so then we could understand, because everybody participated in the Chet HaEgel. But other Mefarshim say that if most of the Tzibur did an Aveira, even the part of the Tzibur who did not do the Aveira have to
pay for it, have to have a kapara for it as well. Moshe Shkolim. So our Mishnah, as we said earlier in the Shir, Paskins, that if you have leftover money from what you designated for Shkolim, that leftover money should be used for Chulin. Moshe Asiris Eifa. Every day, the Kohen Gadol would have to bring an Asiris Eifa, would have to bring a carbon of Asiris Eifa, Machtsisa Baboika, Machtsisa Ben Abayim. Half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And also, any Kohen Hedyot, on the day that he became a Kohen Hedyot, on the day of his inauguration, he would have to give, bring a carbon mincha of a serious eifer. Moise kinim zavim kinim zavim kinim yeledus, as we discussed, a zava zava or yeledus have to give a pair of birds. If you have leftover money, chatas ashamis, or leftover money from carbon chatas, money for designated for carbon chatas, for carbon asham, all of them are moist from the dava. The money is used for nidvas kesem mitzbeach. Zeh klal teaches us the Mishnah. Kol shibol l'shem chatos u'mishim hashama. Anything that was designated for karmen chatos or karmen asham, the loch is moist from the dava. The extra money is used for the dava. Moisa oila, money that you designated for karmen oila and you had left over money, that money should go for an oila. Moisa mincha, if you designated money for karmen mincha and you have left over money, la mincha. Moisa shlomim, if you designated money for Karban Shlomim and you have leftover money, then the halacha is that it should be used for Shlomim. I saw that the Mikdash David explains why is the halacha that by Moisa Chatos, the extra money goes for Nidras Ketzim Mizbeach, and by Moisa Oila, it goes for Oila. So he explains, an Oila is a carbon that can be brought as a Nedava. So therefore, if I designated the money for carbon oila, and I have leftover money, that money should indeed be used for oilas nadova. Whereas a chatos, you could only bring a carbon chatos if you did the anaveira and you mechuyev a carbon chatos. So somebody designated money for carbon chatos, and now he has leftover money. That money can't be used for a chatos. It can't be used for chatos if I'm not mechuyev in a carbon chatos. And that's why the halacha is maisa chatos is used for a Nedava. Moiser HaPesach, if somebody designated money for Karban Pesach and he has leftover money, that leftover money goes for Karban Shlomim. Moiser Nazirim, if there are people who accepted upon themselves to be Nazirim, and they don't have, and we know when somebody finishes his Naziris, he has to bring a whole series of Kabbonis, and they couldn't afford those Kabbonis, so people donated money for those Kabbonis. The extra money should be used in Nazirim for other people who accepted upon themselves to be Nazirim. Maisa Nazir, if a Nazir accepted upon himself money for a Nazir and to use for his Kabbonis when he's going to complete his Naziris, and then he has leftover money, that money goes to Nedava. And as the Batanur explains, there's a difference between the money which was not collected for any specific Nazir versus money that was collected for a specific Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yosef, at the Anon Taman, as I was when I was in Etzin Bovel, before I came to Etzisol, Shemas Rabbi Yehuda Shaul Shmuel, I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel the following question. If somebody designated money for the shekel or mace and he passed away before he could give the machzor shekel, what is the status of that money? Omar lay, and he responded, Yiplu Nadova, it should be given for Nadova. In fact, I saw the Chashuki Chemed says that the same halacha would apply even with Zman Hazeh. If somebody designated money that he should give Zechel Machzor Shekel, which we just discussed a few moments ago, that we give a Zechel Machzor Shekel on Tanis Esther, and before he could actually have a chance to give that money for the Machzor Shekel, Zechel Machzor Shekel, he passed away. And they find that money amongst his money. What should be done with that money? So the Chashuki Chemet says that for whatever purpose the Zechel Machzor Shekel is collected in the community where he lives, that's what should be done with that money. We learned in the Mishnah, Maisa Siris Eifer Shaloi, if there's leftover money from the Siris Eifer, then the halacha is, it goes, what should be done with it? Rabbi Yochanan says, we take the Yama Melech, Rabbi Elazar Omer Yiplu Nedova. The Rabbi Elazar says it should go to Nidus Kesem as Beach. Masnisa Pligi says the Gemara, our Mishnah clearly disagrees with what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because we just learned in the Mishnah, Maisa Shkul and Chulin, Maisa Asiris Eifa, Maisa Kina Zavim, Kina Zavais, Maisa Kina Yeladis, our Mishnah said, Chatzis Vashamas, all of them are Maisa Nedova. Clearly not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Ask the Gemara, Ma Ovidlai Rabbi Yochanan, what will Rabbi Yochanan do with the words of, what will Rabbi Yochanan do with our Mishnah? Pasala, he's going to explain Maisa Asiris Eifa. When he says Maisa Sirus Eifa, it's not talking about the Maisa Sirus Eifa of the Kohen Gadol or of the Kohen Hegit on the day of his inauguration. He's going to talk about Shaminchas Chaytish Shekal Yisrael. It's talking about if somebody became Tamei, Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshev, that it depends on his financial situation. If he's wealthy, he brings a behemoth for Karmach Chatas. If he's poor, he brings two birds. And he's even less money, he brings a Sirus Eifa. And that left, so that Asiris Eifa really has the status of a Karmi Chatos, and the halach is that leftover money will be treated like Moisa Chatos, that it goes to Nadova. Moisa Pesach, we learned in the Mishnah, is L'Shlomim. Says the Gemara of Yosef Ma'adah Ella. On this subject, we spoke in the Beis HaMedrash. Abba Babo, the Inan Amram, they said, Menayin Shapesach, Mishtanim L'Shnei Shlomim. How do we know that a Korban Pesach that we brought all year round, not L'Shem Pesach, that is treated as a Korban Shlomim? Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, V'im min atzoyin kabana l'zavach ha-shlomim. If the animal that you have to bring as a Korban is a tzoyin, kol shu min atzoyin, any animal, any Korban that has to come specifically from tzoyin, from sheep, if you don't use it for its purpose, it should be a shlomim. And therefore, if the Karban Pesach was brought in Erev Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, it's possible, but the rest of the year, it's a Shlomim. Hesivan, they asked on this halacha, Harei, just like the Karban Pesach is brought from Shlomim, Oila from Tzoyim, and therefore you're saying that the Moisa Pesach is Shlomim, so Oila is also come from a Tzoyim, so the halacha should be that the Moisa Oila should be Shlomim. Says the Gemara, when is this halacha said? Dovah she'ena ba elamin atzoyim. Only by a carbon that could come strictly from tzoyin. Yotza oila, when we speak about a carbon oila, shiba afilam and abaka could come from any cattle. Ask the Gemara, but it's sivun. Harei asham, the halacha of carbon asham only comes from tzoyin. So the halacha ought to be that moisa asham is a shlomin. Answers the Gemara, ama rabun bar kahana, minat tzoyin. Davish shiba mikol tzoyin. That could come from any type of tzoyin, sheep or goat. Yotza Asham Shainabah Mena Elim. It only comes from male tzoyim, and therefore the halacha that it's Moshe Ishlamim doesn't apply. B'chol Asar At Omer, ask the Gemara, throughout Shas, whenever the Torah used the word min, we say lamat. And here we're saying, we cannot Omer min l'rabbis. We're saying that anything that comes from any type of tzoyim can be brought as a carbon shlomim. Omer Ramona. So Ramana responds, Hachinami min, the word min is coming to Mimat. It's a miut, she'enabah ben shteishanam, that it can't be brought from an animal that's 2 years old. Miut, she'enabah in the keva. We know that it can't, a carbon Pesach cannot be brought from a female. Ask the Gemara, the Gabi Asham Nami, but it would say the same by Asham, we'll say the same by Asham. When the Torah says min, it's lamatu, she'enabah, because as we just explained, the carbon Asham could come only min ha'elim bovad. Ask the Gemara, he's even another question. V'ksiv, where the Torah speaks about the carbon oila, the Torah says, v'im min ha'tzoyin karbonoi, min ha'ksovim, or min ha'izim lo'oila. So, mi'ata, moisa paisach, we should say, it should be an oila. Answers the Gemara, Omer of Avin, mishanim. The Karban Pesach is a Karban that we eat from. Karban Shlomim is a Karban that we eat for. And therefore, it makes sense that the Moisa Pesach should be brought for Shlomim. The Ein Mishanim, well, we're not going to turn the Karban Pesach, Dovashu Lachila, which is a Karban that's eaten, the Dovash Ein Lachila, to an oil which is not eaten. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabin, Mishanim Kachim Kalim, the Kachim Kalim. If the Karban Pesach, which is Kachim Kalim, when it's not used for Karban Pesach, is used for Kachim Kalim. They mishan the Kachim Kalim, but we can't use Kachim Kalim, L'shem Kachim Kachim, oil is a Kachim Kachim. Rav Yochanan Ma'adol Alo, Rav Chanina told me, the Inan Amrim, They said that in Bavel, Ein HaPesach Mishtan L'Shloim Shlomim, that not under all circumstances does the Mois HaPesach become Shlomim. Elm Kain Shachtu L'Shem Shlomim. Only if they had expressly in mind that it should be used as a Kamen Shlomim. V'ani Omer, and I say, Afilu Shachtu L'Shem Oila, even if it was brought, the Mois HaPesach was brought, the Kamen Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, was brought on Shem Oila, it'll still always become a Shlomim. Amar of Eila, Tamder B'Yochran, because the Pasuk says, then we said, automatically always becomes shlomim. Furthermore, he says, that if you had a machsheva, a pigle, is it going to become pigle or not? Hey, chavidoi, what's the case? Shachtoi, when somebody shechted the shem oila, he shechted the carbon pesach, that it should be an oila, but he had in mind that it's going to be, that the Zrik Saddam will be tomorrow, which normally is a machsheva's pilgrim. Since this carbon, since that's a machsheva that makes it always possible, that's why it's possible. In Tema, if we're going to say that mishtan al-machsheva's psul, if we're going to say that having in mind that it's an oila makes it possible anyway, then it wouldn't be pigle. Because as we've described many times, a carbon cannot become pigle unless that's the only psul with it. And therefore, if that's considered a good carbon, then it can become pigle. In Tema, a machshan and machshav pigle, machshav psul. But if we're going to say that that doesn't disqualify the carbon, it will be pigle. The halacha is that if somebody brings a carbon pesach on Erev Pesach, shaloi l'shma, it's disqualified. If he brings it all year round, shaloi l'shma, that's exactly what we should do, because the pesach could only be brought on Erev Pesach. Somebody brings a carbon pesach l'shma, 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 that he brings with the dual machshava, b'shayim ha'shoshana. So how do I look at this carbon? Do I look at it that it was brought l'shma, and then it's not good? Or do I say I look at it at the shloi l'shma, and it's fine? Says the Gemara of Un bar b'chi b'shem b'shmu bar abba, b'kimin she'en l'shem, since that he had the machshava shloi l'shma, nasuk shacht l'shma v'shloi l'shma b'shtika, it's like the person who ever brings a carbon has a mind, we assume it's l'shma, and still, if he also has the mind shloi l'shma, it's kosher. It should also be kosher. That you had the stool machshava v'hi kosher. Says the Gemara, Amar of Abba Mari, man nam b'shtika, when do we see that it's kosher when he had no machshava at all? I nam b'shtika psul, but going from one ma'isa to the other, there we won't be able to say it.